On the Vocalo Hotline, we've got the soundtrack for your Friday nights. If you need to hear that one song you love or want a dedicated track to that special someone, I'm taking your calls and DMs. Tune in every Friday night at 8, both on WBEZ and Vocalo.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Bears board is reportedly moving forward with a new home in Hammond, Indiana. But political leaders on both sides of the Illinois-Indiana state line have vastly different takes on this development. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports on one side of the border is celebration and on the other, skepticism to the Bears' statement that embraces Hammond. Governor Pritzker says Illinois has been working in good faith with the team, which he says keeps shifting its position on a location and hindering progress. State Representative Cam Buckner is the House sponsor of Bears legislation and said the team's brass assured him they wanted to continue talks on a new stadium in Illinois. Buckner says he believes Chicago and Arlington Heights remain in play. Meantime, Indiana Governor Mike Braun is jubilant, issuing a statement saying, "Hoosiers, help me welcome the Chicago Bears to our great state." Federal officials say a person died yesterday in a vehicle from an explosion on the Eisenhower Expressway. The Sun-Times reports officials did not explain how or why that explosion occurred. They also said there was no evidence anybody else was involved. The expressway was closed for 9 hours yesterday and fully reopened at 7 o'clock last night. Chicago's annual Blues Festival is officially underway. My colleague Courtney Kipper says more from opening night at the Romova Theater.
That's blues great John Primer opening the festival. Primer was born in Mississippi, but cut his teeth in Chicago, primarily at Teresa's Lounge. For decades, the Southside venue was the epicenter of the local blues scene. And last night's set paid tribute to the club. Primer was joined by the likes of hometown harmonica hero Billy Branch. Free Festival continues through Sunday at Millennium Park. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
And fun news of the week, Illinois-born Pope Leo XIV is greeting more Illinois political leaders after receiving visits and gifts from several Chicago and state officials over the last couple weeks. State Treasurer Michael Frerichs oversees the Illinois Unclaimed Assets Program. Frerichs visited Leo this week and offered the pontiff an iCash claim for $8.65, proceeds from an abandoned PayPal account the Pope left behind in Illinois. You're listening to The Rundown. Sometimes a star is born on a high school stage. For others, the stage is a safe place where creativity and courage can blossom. But at a Chicago high school best known for its sports and trades programs, it's been a long time since students got the chance to be in a big play. That changed this spring, and my colleague Sarah Karp was there to see it.
The dress rehearsal of the piano lesson at Simeon High School was rough. Every few minutes, director Justice Ford had to remind the actors whose line was next.
Yes, Bernice. Hey, Bernice. Keep going. It's okay. Hey, Bernice.
Senior Samaj Jackson signed up for a drama class to fill out her schedule. She had no idea that she'd be asked to be in a play, let alone be a lead.
It's been a pretty serious, hard process because I never did a play before, so it's very different. And I'm really excited to do it.
Excited and a little terrified. She wants to be perfect. Samaj's co-star is LaShawn Johnson. He's also a senior. Back in elementary school, he was in a lot of plays, so he knows how this dress rehearsal is supposed to go. He's trying to be laid back about the stumbles, but you can tell he's a bit annoyed.
It's like, if she mess up, I don't really try to, get too frustrated because we know what we're supposed to be doing.
Principal Tamara Ellis sat in Simeon's large auditorium watching the dress rehearsal. She went to high school at Simeon and later taught there. But she doesn't remember ever seeing a full-length play. In fact, no one can remember the last time Simeon did one. Has it been decades? It's hard to say why it's been so long, but Simeon is a career and technical academy with a big-time basketball program. Think Derrick Rose. So it's likely that former principals just didn't want to spend the time and money it'd take to put on a big production. But Ellis, she was down for it.
I was adamant about having a play. I felt like drama, we need to see it.
She wanted the kids to have something to celebrate.
We have a lot of students that they watch movies, they see movies, and they dream of having that opportunity. So what better place to start rather than high school?
Yet it's more than a notion. You need a director. You need a set. You need committed students. And so they got to work. They got a grant. They found a local actress to be the director, someone who knew what she was doing. They tapped the school's carpentry program to design the set. And they hoped students would be excited, even if they didn't exactly know what they were getting into. Drama teacher David Hostler chose a play by August Wilson. He's a famous African-American playwright.
I think that August Wilson's work is super important. I'm a little biased, but I believe he's the most important playwright ever born on American soil, period, of any background.
Set in the 1940s, the tension in the piano lesson is between holding tight to the past, being haunted by it, and letting go of it to build toward the future. He thought students would get into it.
The ghost story I thought would be a hook for the audience and also for the kids who are putting it together, because there is a spirit. And the question is the spirit trying to haunt the piano? Is it trying to haunt them personally?
On the night of the big public performance, everyone is scurrying around backstage.
How y'all feeling? Y'all nervous? Everybody looking scared? Y'all look like y'all need to go to the bathroom? Please do that before. Go, hurry up.
One girl is looking for the fake gun she'll need for the final scene. Another one's stressing out about her costume, which she can't find.
I'm about to go get your dress right now.
Then, the drama teacher and director bring the small cast into a circle.
Good luck. Please don't stop. If you mess up, keep going. Lock in, okay?
All right, you got your family out there. Make them proud. That's about all I got.
The two of them go sit in the audience as the curtain rises. The play opens as Ashan, with an older man's gait and a southern twang, knocking on a door.
Hey, Bernice!
Who is it?
Open the door, nigga. It's me, boy, Willie.
Who?
What you doing at that Halloween party?
Hey, Bernice. Duncan told me you was up there.
Eventually, Samaj enters in a floral house robe full of grown woman's annoyance. For 3 long hours, the actors carried the play, keeping focus. They even sang and danced when the script called for it. Their moms, dads, and grandparents transfixed. Samaj's family couldn't believe it.
I really think this is opening up her as like becoming a woman, young woman, because she's very closed off and quiet. She doesn't really talk too much. She doesn't talk about anything. She stays to herself. And she's the main character here.
Her mom, Yentl Brumfield, was especially impressed that her daughter was walking in heels, something she'd never done before. LaShawn's mom, LaShannon Widers, sat nearby with his grandparents. She got a kick out of him hollering when he came on stage.
Because he come in the house every day, Ma! And I'll be like, Sean, come on. Like, but I love it. He love it. I think it just motivates him to want to do more and more and keep pushing in case he get this type of opportunity again.
Samaj and other actors say they won't be doing another play anytime soon. This was hard, they say. But LaShawn says he might get back on stage again. And he hopes Simeon keeps putting on plays.
Some people, I feel like it's important because, you know, this is a way that they come to express themselves and get, like, you know, stuff off their mind. And so, like, this is a place where you could be, like, almost anybody, really.
In the second half, a switcheroo happens to give some underclassmen a chance. Samaj and LaShawn are replaced by 2 freshmen. As they fade off stage, it's like they were passing the baton. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, high in the mid-70s. And then tonight, cloudy, muggy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low in the upper 60s. And then for the weekend, rain Saturday morning, sunny Saturday afternoon and Sunday, highs in the low 80s throughout the weekend. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.